generate mind of the enlightened mind. So usually also we recite some verses for generate compassion and altruism. Usually in tradition we do this recitation. One is, I think we have a, I don't have that one, but it's okay. The earth spooked with the perfume, the water and the striven with the flowers, crowned with a mountain mirror, the four contains the sun and the moon. Envisioning this as Buddha realm, I make the offering so all beings may experience this complete pure realm. This is the one. And then the other one is this. In harmony with the different attitudes and the mindset that sentient beings possess, please turn the view of Dharma of the great, lesser, and the common vehicles. And also, may recite this one too. Homage to the Guru and protector Manjushri. Your mind is free from clouds of two obscurations, completely pure and luminous like the sun. The text you hold at your heart shows that the true nature of all that there is. You love like your only child all the masses of beings who are tormented by suffering, enshrouded in the darkness of ignorance, in the prison of existence. Your enlightened speech, melodious in 60 ways, rose mightily like a dragon, walking them from the sleep of the afflictions and freeing them from the chain of karma. The sword you wield dispels darkness of ignorance and cut all the sprouts of suffering. Elder son of the victorious one, you are primordially pure. You have traversed the 10 levels and perfectly embodied all enlightened qualities. Your form bedecked with the 112 ornaments. You dispel the darkness of the mind. I pray homage to Manjushri. This is a very common and praying prayer before kind of having class. So today our class continue on Way of Bodhisattva. That is also continue in detail talking about mind-only school and the middle-way schools, the view of differences. I should remember that mind-only school standard view is that all existence phenomena are only mere projection of the mind. In detail, and this is a pretty much closer or similar to its quantum physics, as we know, what quantum physics, the scientists were explaining is pretty same approach and the same understanding. It's a similar understanding, like we can say, or aspect, because of quantum physics, the people who study those, they don't have an idea of a true truth, but in mind-only school, they already have from different level of school, all four schools, philosophical schools of Buddhism, they all have a true truth, idea of true truth. So these teaching about mind-only school, it's essential to remember only they are talking about conscious, merely conscious, power of consciousness, and external phenomenon. It's all kind of how peer external phenomena appear to you. Each individual have their own opinion and why they have their own idea about something, one thing. Different people have a different opinion because of the beauty or ugly or acceptable, non-acceptable, it's inspiring or boring. These are personal projections from your mind to look at you from your own experience or karmic kind of storage, what kind of karmic relations you have. You may reflect on that, put into those what perceive you approaching to you, or you perceive from externally. When you meet things and understand things, processing memories and thoughts, having kind of imagination, these also related to current moment reflecting. Even your eating, what you eat will affect your way of thinking. What you kind of having sleep or what condition of your physical body also kind of affect to your thoughts, processing the thoughts. It's clear, non-clear. It's more aggressive or tired and boring and impatient or patient or very happy mood. These are commonly seen. So in mind-only school was explaining all these and saying, you are what you think. You are what you kind of, your bodily, you are what you eat, but they also said what you eat also affect to your behaviors. Of course, eating behavior is already kind of type of behavior. You like sugar or you like something a very strong flavor that shows something kind of a behavior about your mind. So it's a trace to long past in the beginningless of time until, of course, recent last previous lives are more connected to this particular life. But it can be very the karmic relations and the cause and the condition or cause and effect. Causality is very complicated. Instead, in the subtle level, only Buddha can explain. In certain level, Bodhisattva can understand. And in more kind of short and rough level, Arhat understood. And then more rough and general level, human can understand. Then more rough and more than animal also understand some causal conditions. They can avoid in dangerous and also remember last time hurt by something, these kind of a memory. And some elephant have very long memory, including dolphin and other sentient beings. So it's said, your action in the past is deeply rooted in your consciousness, in your conscience, and that's called the storage consciousness, of storage consciousness. Oh yeah. And then There is a perfect kind of understanding and explanation about what is phenomenon and mind and matter, or mind and body. These are explained by mind only school. But here, this way of Bodhisattva, actually the author Shantideva holding Madhyamika view, so criticizing or arguing with the mind only school, saying that is not the highest understanding, way of understanding of the phenomena in the mind. We are in a dualistic thoughts in mind only school, compared to level of as we said, rely on Sutra one school, Sotantika, compared to these, of course, mind only school are profound, but it said it's not the ultimate kind of way to understand mind. So Madhyamika were continuously giving some argument towards mind only school. So these are two, mind only school and Madhyamika school, are the roots or most important kind of schools as a true lineage in Mahayana. If you say Mahayana without these two schools, there is no Mahayana. And some people may be wondering, there is a saying Mahayana and Theravada tradition and the Mahayana tradition, how Mahayana developed very late and compared to Theravada tradition. But it's said Mahayana branch of this lineage, it came from this is a 18 different branches of the basic vehicle tradition in the early stages of Buddha thought. You know, of course, Buddhist Mahayana have their own explanation why there's a difference, because as we read here, said because of each sentient beings have a different attitude and mindset. So sentient beings and beings process their kind of information, or able to understand that there's a level of difference. So in Buddha, harmoniously with a different attitude and the mindset that sentient being possess, and then turned different kind of teachings or vehicle, Dharma, wheel of Dharma. So all very capable, great, and lesser, and the common people who all have some approach to practice Dharma, reach enlightenment or liberation, to liberation. So this is said even in certain location with a certain teaching, always sutra teachings, saying when, where, who is there, what is the topic, why taught this teaching, and what is it, those kind of information, very detailed, like given. So Mahayana, without Theravadan or without the basic vehicles of 18 lineage, there is no possible to have a Mahayana as well. So Mahayana, all teachings rooted in Theravadan traditions, or we can say basic vehicle or common vehicle in that, like the Four Noble Truth, 12 dependent origination, 37 practice of enlightenment. These are the roots of all teachings, so can be understood by different capacity to have a different level of meaning, inner and most inner kind of way of understanding. So what we should know here in this particular text is if you hold in mind-only school, view of mind-only school, nothing wrong. There are a lot of Buddhist tradition and the lineage monastery master from about 2000 years in different area. And in the land of India and Central Asia, or even Southeast Asia, these area all happened, kind of developed all these schools, traditions. Sometimes due to political reason, they have changed certain kind of lineage to extension. And then due to the king's preference or favor to some lineage or monastery, these are developed, flourished. So otherwise, it's a kind of said Buddha's teaching in overall, it's like you are biting one sugar from different angle, or one mountain you are approaching from different paths. So you can have your own path, but eventually those basic teachings about the Buddhist and the Vinaya teachings, Sutra teachings, Shastra teachings, all pointing to the same directions. That is a liberation, free from suffering, these. So here, and then in this text, what I wanted to mention is that Madhyamika view or standard view is saying subject and object, or essentially you won't find anything as a real exist things or a long-lasting, unchanging, real existing kind of things are not, even subjective mind also know there's not such a the things. And then this is saying, in mind-only school and Madhyamika all agree, object, objective view things, what we can, in sensory level, can perceive some phenomenon, interact with the phenomenon. These phenomena are not real. That level is everybody agree with those two schools, agree with that. And then mind-only school still holding the position said only the very deep level of the mind, there is a seeds or the eighth level of consciousness. That part is, you can say that is not free from, there is a seeds of consciousness that can be seen as a kind of mere reflecting everything. That is all ground kind of a consciousness. Without these, we cannot feel anything. We are not perceiving anything. We cannot interact anything. So from that point of view, saying this is not the all ground doesn't mean that belong to suffering or the samsara. It said all ground means there can be merge samsara and nirvana. So it's a all ground kind of wisdom or all ground consciousness. So these, then from Madhyamika point of view or my middle way school, they said they have a pretty big precise kind of a question and answer here. And then so saying is even that anything you pinpoint as a real existence, truly existent, we are falling into the kind of dualistic thought. So that means there is no such a all-ground consciousness as a kind of a ultimate truth. They are not denying there is a consciousness, storage consciousness. Storage consciousness in the relative truth, of course. And every phenomenon what we perceive in daily life, it's there. So Majjhimika, it's not a kind of a nihilism or something, rejecting everything, denying everything. But they were saying that those are still in a relative truth and dualistic feel, thoughts. So not the highest kind of approach to realization, to go beyond of these samsara, and then that should be non-dual. Now, in non-dual, it's big kind of teaching, of course, in a, there are very different kind of level to approach non-dual teachings. But, and then Madhyamika, or the mind-only school also can say something to middle-way school, said, if you deny these ground, all ground kind of consciousness, these, and then what is kind of these all phenomena in dualistic world that can be grace or grounded, which there is a groundless, baseless, if you say everything is kind of a deny any existence as a kind of a fundamental truth, then we, this view could be falling into nihilism, which is a kind of a totally saying everything is false, and there is a detailed conversation on this topic. So what I want to mention is both these teachings are precious and important, and they all have a good reason to say these points. And doesn't matter you hold Majjhimika or mind-only school, the middle-way school view of middle-way school or view of mind-only school. These are perfect approach to realization. This is not a problem, but one, because saying there are more deeper understanding is saying which mature or quickly to achieve realization, that there's a kind of direct or indirect differences from this argument. And then 22, mind indeed is never seen by anything. Therefore, whether it can know or not know, self is like a beauty of a barren woman's daughter. Something that isn't pointless to discuss. this is, of course, you have to remember the conversation before. So, but generally, I think you already remember, but said, so talking about the mind itself, if you say, no one really seen. The mind is functioning, of course, but not by our any sensory organ to pinpoint mind. Mind is very different from other form existence. You felt or you can directly kind of get it, what is your going on in your mind. Of course, if you say recite the sato your mind, you kind of reduce the thoughts and the emotions or concept these, then you say, oh, maybe it's the what we kind of a current moment or our mere kind of understand and mere luminosity, mere quality of knowing, that is mind. He said, because we have this opinion from your own mind, feelings, that raises some kind of a grasping, and grasp what I feel, what I experience, or my thought is kind of important or real, or this kind of feeling. And then, of course, there are different varieties of opinion, and at one thing, then we're going to kind of distinguish what is my kind of view, my, sometimes people were changing their kind of experience and view, but generally that's people holding their own experience as a dear or important, and even a fact. That's why so many argument is very heated, or in kind of, if you have a more understand about mind, as long as you grasp that as a real, then we are lost from ultimate kind of understanding of things. Things are merely mere existence, lacking of intrinsic nature. So what we see is just superficial level and conceptual level, describable level. So in these, they were not catching the roots of natural phenomenon, anything like that, but it's kind of causing the condition with our own habitual tendency. Then we will say something, identify something, or grasping towards these opinions. That is also causes of suffering and self-cherishing and everything. It's the roots is real existence of a realness. It's the roots, and after self subjective kind of roots, realness is there, then mind kind of belong to you, something my I and mine kind of I is there, then my is coming simultaneously, and then I and my kind of have this grasping goes, then all kind of misunderstanding and lost is there happening. And this developed from this root. And this is saying, let's see. So no one really seen the never seen by anything. Mind cannot see the mind. It's this, or we cannot pinpoint anything. It's just a mere experience. So therefore, whether it's can be no or cannot be no, it's like we're. I'm talking about, it's said, stone carved women cannot produce kids or like these. So if we say this stone woman, her kind of daughter or children are beautiful or not beautiful. If you were talking about these baseless situation is wasting our time, not much meaning. It's saying mind can be no or cannot be no. It's not important, never seen by anything. It's like this is one thing. This is Majjhimika school rejecting mind-only school view of what is a basic the mind, basic mind. You can say read this before this verses. The phrase is the lamp illuminates itself. the mind can know and formulate, but what is there to know and say? That mind is self-illuminating. And then continue, the mind indeed never seen by anything. Say like that. And then the next one question. But if you ask the mind is not self-knowing, how does it remember what it knew? We say that like a poison of the water rat, it's through the link with the things experienced that memory occurs. So the topic of memory is very complicated and very difficult to explain, actually, for generally. But here, the simple answer is saying, mind-only school raising question to middle-way school view of these middle-way people who hold in middle-way school. I said, if you deny kind of a consciousness, then how you explain the memory? If people can remember just saying a few years ago, very detailed, and even in childhood, something happens. And then, don't think this is a great answer, but it's an answer, kind of a way of to show there is a, you have to be given some answer. So it said it's like when winter time, you bit by you have been bit by you had maybe had bit by water rats. Or some people called this, they eat bamboo, right? The rat, right? And then at that time, you just a very small hole on your skin, nothing. You don't feel much pain or something. But after a few months, or when spring comes, and especially they mentioned when thunders, light, kind of, from a, when, I don't know how to say, when thunder, when spring come and the thunder, thunder sound arises, then those days you starting have some poisoned, kind of effect to your skin. And then in same place, because you had already experienced that time last time, or you had a bit by a rat, so you remember, you can link those two situations even after a few months with these rats, with water rat. So that is saying, in Madhyamika school, then no more talking about directly saying there is a kind of denying any existence, but this is saying relative truth. In relative truth, mind or the object of mind have to be coexistent. Otherwise, you cannot mention without one or the other. So memory also not only mentally kind of produce memory, but you have to kind of impact, you have an impact from objects. So from that object, you kind of worked or have raised a new phenomenon, like you had your finger bit by rat, loose situation. So you can remember. So memory always have the object of mind, something to remember. It said, so they are not saying this is just pure your memory, but you just kind of reflecting that object. Then next one. Then in certain case, you will say the mind can see the mind of others. How then not self? not itself. But through the applications of magic bomb, the eyes may see the treasure, but the self, it does not see. So then, mind only school raise another question to Magic Maker or Middleway School. They said some people, due to their intensive trainings, and then through shamatha meditation or other kind of a way, they could see very far away phenomenon. They have a very seen very detailed things, like a very detailed. Your mind, your eyes, the normal human eyes don't have a capability to see very macro level of material. But the mind can be trained that way. You can, particularly if you have an itchy or something, you have a swelling in your body, for example. In certain level of mind meditation, you're capable to look and see, as some people using the microscope to check in your kind of a swelling spot of your body, and you will see that kind of a bacteria or something is moving, and now is it become increasing or more spreading or almost kind of recovering. So, and this is quite true. That's quite true, I can say. But then, in this, even some people can hear, or in traditions, the six different miracle on clairvoyance. This including, you know, other people's mind. You will see some macro level or far kind of very, very telescope level of things, and you are able to understand the past life of the karma of a past life, your future. You can see the future, even time not right yet come yet, but you have a certain capability to predict. And there is a limitation. Each capability, due to quality of the mind and the meditation, like you are having flashlight in your hand, some are maybe two kind of AA or 3A or two big one, or this energy power is different, and your flashlight can be have a length of a different capability in dark night. Similarly, in your mind is trained, and then you have a continue raising those power. And then when you are very chaotic mind, then you're going to reduce that level of understanding, this power of mind. And then this is a Magic Maker answer about this particular question. Said, in ancient time, according some text said, when you use some oil and this is collected from different, some or even animal, I remember, I think it's some animal or some, it's a kind of black magic. I don't know if it's real or not, but there's a kind of people. There is also, this is not only legend, but people who also used this in my kind of hometown area. Also, these people exist, which is saying, well, what you call it, it's maybe a little bit different from this. I think explaining this, but one. People saying, some people, the eye and the channel of your body, very important. If your channel of your body is some kind of right in more capable then people can easily, or not easily, maybe some kind of people are more sensitive towards other form of beings, for example. So these are in ancient and everywhere, in from Africa to South America, in North and Central Asia, and I think Europe also too. Everywhere these people, some people like what's it called? The name? I don't remember sometimes English. Oracles. It's some oracles, people have to choose who can be oracle fit in under this person's kind of, even genetic, or you can say father, mother lineage also raised. Some people, like a father, have a capable to support, movement, or father can be a good teacher of yoga or physical exercise. Nowadays we understand yogas. So there, mother also can be good physical exercise training and trainers. Then the son or daughter who can be flexible, their body. Or you can say father, mother who have a good voice, then the son or daughter could be good voice. Or father, one good, one not good as a something. Maybe you follow more to your father, or some people follow more to mother. So you're whether capable or not capable, these are possible. So similarly, one thing is caused by the physical kind of a, evolution, or this kind of from the father, mother kind of lineage, blood lineage. And then the other is, if you are a certain ability there, so then people do, through blessing and through some certain methods, you can regenerate, re-energize this power, or you can make some people have a, become an oracle, or become some capable to do something, or see, communicate with the ghost realm or something, or God realm, some level of. These are all of the traditions. I think even Islam, they have some denying to many this and that. There's some people in Islamic tradition, they said, we are proud that we don't have idol worship. But I found they have a lot of, not found, but they have a lot of, what's it called? The important kind of lineage master from their own kind of tradition. It's a very much worshipped and similar kind of importance. And some have a tomb, and some people have a different things to kind of follow, and even for that name and some importance of a legacy, they will fight to kill each other. These, so it's kind of a different experiment. But the one Islamic tradition in Pakistan, they also have a Sufism and other tradition. I think they also do practice oracles too. And some people sick, maybe, for example, and then do some people capable say, oh, you should do this and this and that, and then you can dig in this spot, particularly you will find something, then they got something, and the black magic by somebody, other people or something. These are commonly practiced. Nowadays, maybe less, I don't know. So similarly, it said, if you use, these are very developed kind of methods. Nowadays, used to also hold them as a secret kind of book. They are not possessed by wider people, but they use different small magics and how you produce the kind of magics. And some for good purpose, I think. But if you know these, maybe you become more kind of attractive, or become how to say? Some people for village again, they gain something money or something. You will do this or some people, out of compassion, they will do this. So we cannot say much about this. But particularly these days, I never heard some people, like scientists, studying this phenomenon. And maybe there are some group of people doing this. I don't know. But then what is our main point here? Through the application, the mind capable do this, seemingly in this life, you don't have to be practiced, have an object of something to your mind to remember something. But in macro or telescope, in 5 or 1 year, very subtle or growth level, you have capable to. Even one part, some people said, I have traveled in one night dream, spend several lives in other kind of realms, or you went to pure land, or you went to hell, or other kind of situation. These are claim, or these kind of tradition also there. So for this, Majjhimika answer is that, it doesn't prove you have a solid and kind of all ground consciousness by that. It said even you use medicine to put your eyelash or something to some closer to your eyes, and you in this special medicine can capable people make people to have a produce some illusion or have a can see something. Powerful, never seen by their own eyes before. Even some underground vessels, if some put treasures and saved in some rock, under rock, or some houses only on the wall, inside the wall or underground, they can say, oh, you have this, and the inside is what such a thing. So it said, although you can see externally see things, but you don't see your eyes have the eyelash have a own put medicine itself. So it's saying doesn't prove mind has their own ground to exist, but just reflecting things. We are in Majjhimika not denying mind can reflect things, but they are denying mind really exists by ultimate kind of a level, in ultimate level. And then, it's not indeed or our purpose to disprove experiences of a sight or sound or knowing. Our aim is here to undermine the cause of a sorrow, the thought that such a phenomena have a true existence. So this continuously Majjhimika middle way schools clarifying their position that they not purposely can disapprove the mind itself, but saying you can perceive sound and these you can know, you see these are relative truth. They are the highest kind of deepest understanding or what you put so-called ultimate truth. This is different from Majjhimika and the mind-only school, the Chitta Mantra school. Chitta Mantra, Majjhimika, it's a mind-only school and the middle way school. So because of this, they clarifying this, because mind-only school criticizing middle way school said, if you say a luminous mind capable to know mind of these are not existed in ultimate level, then you are saying there is no subject, and without subject, no object at all. Of course, then without this kind of coexistence, then you both, you deny the object and the subject, mind of object. These are kind of dual, all thinking are denied by saying these are not ultimate wisdom. Then how, what is different to you and the nihilism, which is a kind of a age or the two extreme view all Buddhist tradition reject. So they said you are falling into nihilism in that kind of position. And then it said, Madhyamika tradition said, it is indeed all purpose not to disapprove, to disapprove, not indeed to. So this explanation comes by that question. Let me see. And then, the ultimate view or ultimate experience, that is how you can prove. That is said, you have to get intensive training through shamatha and vipassana and union of shamatha and vipassana. Then you able to merge into samadhi, meditative kind of equipoise or experiences. Then you understand what is they said beyond the words, beyond those expression, fundamental wisdom that raises from the clear mind, stabilize in more detail, more penetrating in most deepest consciousness of level. Then you will see the lacking of all things. You can realize all things lacking of intrinsic nature. So for this, but for people who don't want to practice meditation and those, then have to be explained, and through their own kind of a one by one, you can have a sensory level understanding, then said, what is this? And the wrong kind of perception could be appear through sensory level of consciousness, even that is the more direct kind of consciousness and feeling. And then through kind of logic and giving a reason and argument or these question and answers, you have a clarifying many things thoughts, flawed kind of mind, distorted view and mind. And then is that even that in certain level of theoretical understanding is there, but then go beyond, it's, you have to be trusted by your kind of statement from Buddha or his kind of ultimate kind of authority or the realization. If you trust, then you can use his text as a guideline of your kind of understanding. How you prove Buddha is giving the right information, that you have to kind of practice your own. Same. But the faith or devotion is important to before you experience fully kind of enlightened. Mental enlightenment, not fully enlightenment, but one, the see the nature of mind, and that, and after that, there's a certain kind of improvement is there. So before you see nature of all phenomena, like enlightenment, as we call it, fully enlightenment, and enlightenment is a true concept. So, in Buddhist lineages, the tradition, and even in Tibet, four major school, these have position, different position to understand, different little subtle different way to kind of approach the same question. These, because of this argument or these differences, It's from the relative truth, the different way to perceiving, understanding the relative truth and the ultimate truth, how they're kind of, what is a kind of a relative, you, what the position you put in a relative truth and ultimate truth differences, so created the other argument. So the whole, the basic point is the, you have to say how, what level or what position you have on the relative truth and ultimate truth, then rest is more clear, kind of how you, what the position you stand in and what you are arguing for, questioning, and what answer is more proper to giving, and then communicate. Those are more clear. You may have felt a little bit tired, and maybe I will going to stop here. I think and the rest, we didn't go very far, huh? So we may continue for a few verses. Illusions are not other than the mind, you say, and yet you don't consider them the same. How could they not be different if the mind is real? And how can mind be real if you deny differences? Let me see. Going to here. So, it's about, this is again, have to understand the, one, mind only school, their view were saying, because of external phenomenon, related to, deeply related to the external phenomenon, how they appear to you, very much related to your mind. Or you can say, absolutely, you are the creator of your phenomenon. Because in quantum physics, I remember I also listened many kind of conversations, scientific kind of events, and also models and their lecture and giving many giving some one words I don't really remember proposition or something, and then. In that, remember very clearly saying, phenomenon in a subtle level, how, like in quantum level, how things appear completely dependent on how consciousness, how you wear it. When your awareness, your attention is there, then these quantum or level of the thing appears. Because this is random everywhere, but when you focus on your attention is there, so immediately they become something to appear to you. Otherwise, you won't, not only you are not seen, but they are not there. Only, only when your attention is there, so there are a lot of stories about the scientific development, about understanding the quantum theories, and then quantum entanglement, and these quantum leaps or something, these are talking about, of course, in a particle wave, duality, these things like that. Also, so then I, what I understand is saying there are nothing independent kind of a phenomenon without your consciousness. There are not no absolute independent objects exist. Basically, the conclusion is that only your mind attention is there. So that kind of in a very subtle level. Of course, grosser level, we don't feel anything like that. We are feeling our mind doesn't matter. The object of phenomenon is pretty real and extensive kind of power. And then mind and human beings are like a bubble in this earth. It's like that. It's opposite in gross and the subtle level of experiences. As we said, these, so similarly, Madhyamika, the mind-only school are saying, objective phenomenon are kind of an imprint or mirror projections of your mind. That's a presentation, yeah. Presentation is some kind of lecture, right? Presentation. These words I sometimes I forgot. And then here is saying, from the mind-only school point of view, if you say consciousness is real existence thing, and then objective of consciousness, that is a phenomenon of the consciousness, the dualistic kind of perceiving things of phenomenon. These phenomena are kind of illusion of your mind. That is the position. And then they were saying mind and the object are not two, but not one. This is said illusions are not other than the mind. You see, objective illusion, that means phenomenon is not other than mind, you say. And yet you don't consider them as same. And mind and object are not the same. Object are fossil and mind is real, like in position of mind-only school. Then they say, how could they not be different if mind is real? If mind is real, this cannot be different. If this is same, then that means mind and the phenomena have a real kind of realness. And if you say they are different, then can be saying mind and then how one real can project kind of a fossil things. So these are, how could they not be, this is different if mind is real. So this definitely, if you say real, then your fundamental position of saying mind is real and the objective mind is fossil, that cannot stand anymore if you say, that is same. And how can mind be real if you any deny differences? If you say same, it's the same, then also there is a problem over. This is pretty simple, actually. It's the same. If you say real, then fundamental conflict to your own position, saying mind is real and the object is also. And if you say mind and things are different, then also have a falling into different kind of, let's see, this is a, and how can mind be real? So this is, I think, from argument point of view, you're saying if it is a phenomenon, it's a fossil, and you also say that is similar to the mind. If we position standing from fossil point, then mind also can be fossil. These are argument. Then, although it is unreal, the mirage can be seen, and that which sees this just the same. But samsara must be based on something real, you say. or else it is like an empty space. Yeah, this is the first line is can be answer, or can be the last part is kind of a raise question from the mind only school. And then this is why I said, if you use, you're from position of a mind only school, I said, the all external is fossil, kind of exists a mere projection of the mind, but we can touch, we can see color and sound, it's like real. But you are saying mind is real, but we cannot find anything kind of a described mind. So it's opposite, like you are talking about. So, and this is a saying, but both, although mind and the object of mind, in ultimate kind of level, they are both mere kind of existence. They are, in ultimate level, they are not talking, and cannot say anything. It's only can describe by emptiness or shunyata. That is said. In the relative level, of course, you can say mind is the, say, kind of each moment we are feeling, experiencing, and the phenomena we are kind of perceiving every day. So a way of Madhyamika making conclusion is said that external phenomena, although it is unreal, mirage can be seen. And then it said, it's, if you argue, said, mind, how about mind? Then it said, and that which seem just the same, mind also same, can be experienced and also same time, also empty of nature, or their own nature. And then it said, with this kind of empty nature, from this is a question from mind-only school, but samsara must be based on something real. You said this is said kind of from mind-only school, or else it is like empty space. Otherwise, how can these all existent possible? This question. But how could the unreal be causally effective? Even if this, it's a rest on something real, this mind of your is isolated, and alone. Alone in solitude and unaccompanied. So then it said, this is a continuing. So then this cause of a condition, causality, how it works with the go with the emptiness. So causality was kind of a given rising part of the explanation. Phenomena rises from cause and the condition and everything, including samsara and the nirvana. These, if you wanted to attend the kind of Buddhahood, you also rely on the cause and the conditions, you change in negative behavior, train positive behavior. You kind of, if any ignorance or not seeing the truth, you are kind of adjust or refresh or kind of unveil those fossil kind of blanket, kind of wrongly understand things and train your mind with wisdom. And there was so these are important kind of way to say. One is real, one is unreal. How can be effective both for those? You see, who should? So this is a fundamental kind of also reflect on the mind-only schools. If there is no all-ground consciousness or anything like that, so what is all phenomena, how you explain this from this? And then Majjhimika kind of giving back of other questions said, if you self also objective and mind is real, then how can be this causally effective? How could the unreal can be causally effective? Even the rest of something is real. So even if rest, so it's said kind of even you can oppose kind of mind is real, but how mind and the objective really effective? One is real, one is also, and then, so then other then if external phenomena or objective mind is not real, then this mind can, like, without companion, so they're going to interact is impossible. And so one real, one unreal, then how can be kind of a, become a companion or become interact with these? And so this raises this question. And then this is a kind of a, if you have a mind and you must be have a, something objective a mind, also it's a mental effective, this mental illusions or some, as we said, the material kind of a reflection through your organ, sensory power. And then if one exists, the other will be exist. One will not exist, the other can be kind of not exist. Or you can say, as we said before, left and right, two sides have to be coexist. Without mentioning left or denying the other side, one cannot kind of stand. So similarly, mind perceiving something, if without perceiving something, so can be without objective objects, subjective, no meaning of or no standing position. So similarly, if you're talking about the object but without mind, we cannot say anything. So it said, if you are saying beyond of those dualistic thoughts, then can say all sentient beings already turn to nirvana, or turn to realization. So we, what we call realization or nirvana, it's non-dual kind of a, go beyond transcendental wisdom. Also, it's so-called, it's described as a non-dual kind of a realization. Then without these, subject or object experience, then it's that all sentient being already gone to beyond. Then what we kind of helping sentient beings are, these are kind of illusion. It's a kind of a, not necessary to take this burden. So, said, let me see, if the mind indeed is free of objects, all beings must be Buddha. Those scummed and enlightened. And so what purpose can be, can there be in saying this, that there is a only mind? So this is a way of Madhyamika to kind of argue with the mind-only school, saying one can be real, the other is a fossil, or they are same, they are different, because if they are different, how you would stand in point of a fossil of object or real of mind. If you put real of mind, then also one trouble. If you put in a fossil of object, then also another trouble will come. If you say same or different, because these four position or four corners are contradicted to each other. So this is why they are giving this argument. About the mind-only school, it's not easy to defeat. There are a lot of good questions and continuous underlying. We will stop here today. And I'm going to dedicate merit. But generally, Tibetan tradition, four schools of Tibetan tradition follows in Madhyamika mainly. But in Hema, our tradition, they are kind of using special unique approach from Shantarashita, from Nalanda tradition. And also this position held by Rongzong Bantada and Longchenpa, and also Mepan Rinpoche. So it's a kind of a union of both view. There is a special kind of a very great kind of way of understanding things. We are going to dedicate this dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicated all this virtue, following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a supreme by all the victorious ones throughout three times, all of fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated to practicing this line. By this merit, may all ten omniscient and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from the ocean of existence. May all beings be free. This virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom, and attain two secret kayas that arises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby may every enemy mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. Thank you very much.